Dr. Schnee dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Sylvia Holland. This goes to Dr. Gerard on 5626. Mrs. Holland performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the NLH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period, and the air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study data, 2/24/26, there's been no significant change period in a paragraph impression. Mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on George Patterson. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 5/6/26, Mr. Patterson performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the NLH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/14/26, there's been no significant change period in a paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry and Veronica Deegan, D-E-I-G-H-A-N. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 5/6/26, Mrs. Deegan performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the NLH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction period. There was significant improvement after bronchodilators or an improved effort, leaving the patient again with a severe degree of airways obstruction period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/13/26, there's been no significant progression in the post bronchodilator study period. The paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Lynette Watson. This goes to Emily Rhodes, R-H-O-A-D-E-S, PA, on 5/6/26. Mrs. Rhodes performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the NLH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. The paragraph impression, moderate restrictive and obstructive lung disease without improvement after bronchodilators, showing no significant change compared to a prior study dated 2/5/26. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry and Bernard McGonigal, MC, capital G-O-N-A-G-L-E. This goes to Dr. McNitt. On 5/6/26, Mr. McGonigal performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the NLH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired with a severe degree in airflow period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/3/26, there's been no significant change period in a paragraph impression, moderate obstructive and restrictive lung disease with minimal bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Carla Bellamy. This goes to Dr. Patel. On 5/6/26, Mrs. Bellamy performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the NLH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal degree of impairment in airflow period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators period of paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component period. Thank you.